Text for our sermon this Easter sunrise, our gospel reading from Mark 15, especially these words. When evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, was also looking for himself the kingdom of God, took courage, and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Isn't that text wonderful? It's there, kind of in between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. It's Jesus' body being given to Joseph of Arimathea. He was looking for the kingdom of God. They all were in the first century. And those high expectations of Jesus that we heard on Palm Sunday were seemingly not met. Jesus did not enter into Jerusalem and be the earthly king that they were seeking. He did not drive out the Roman occupiers, did not usher in a golden era for the state of Israel. He didn't do any of that. Instead, he taught in the temple, he fed his disciples, he was arrested, betrayed, handed over, beaten and flogged, and crucified. You can imagine how downcast all of the disciples were. Consider Joseph of Arimathea. He was looking for the kingdom of God. He was expecting God to do something miraculous through this Jesus. And now, on Friday night, he knew it wasn't going to happen. There was no way. No way for a dead man to be king. He was looking for the kingdom of God, but he hadn't found it yet. And then he was given the body of Jesus. How fitting, isn't it? For those who are looking for the kingdom of God to be given the body of Jesus. Because that is the kingdom of God. There it is, in all its fullness, in the crucified Christ. Jesus hadn't come to be an earthly king and an earthly throne. He hadn't come to establish some new dynasty here on earth. You know exactly why he came. God incarnate, the dwelling place of God, the kingdom of God, Jesus came to be torn down on the cross. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it. The cornerstone the builders rejected has become the main stone. Jesus is the dwelling place of God Most High, the kingdom of God. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. What Joseph of Arimathea wanted, he got. He received the kingdom of God. There on that dark Friday, he received the body of God dead. He took that body and wrapped it in the linen shroud and placed it in his own new tomb. A loving thing to do indeed to the kingdom of God. The thing he was looking for more than anything, he received without knowing. Of course, you know the rest. That would not be the end of Jesus. On Sunday morning, early, he would burst forth from the dead. Peter and John go running to the tomb. They can't find him anywhere. Where is he? In hell, proclaiming victory over sin, devil, and death. Then back in the garden with Mary, proclaiming victory here on earth. The whole point of Easter is to proclaim the good news of what happened on Good Friday, to share that victory with those who did not know and did not understand. People like Peter, and John, and Mary, and Joseph of Arimathea. Jesus came back on Easter to show them the kingdom of God, risen from the dead, to show them what he did and why he did it. He had told them over and over and over again before Good Friday, and they wouldn't listen. So hear it again. Jesus gave his body and blood on Thursday night, and himself upon the tree on Friday. He rested there in the tomb, the true Sabbath rest, and burst forth from the tomb for you. That's what this is all about. This is personal. This is for you as much as it's for Joseph of Arimathea, that Jesus would give you, a sinner like you, the kingdom of God, that you would seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And what is that kingdom? It's Jesus. He's the king and the kingdom, all of it. Jesus comes for you to give you the benefits of what he's done, that through his death your sins would be washed away and that you would be forgiven. And through the water and the blood and the bread, you would receive God crucified and risen for you, and that you would live and not die, but live. That's what this Easter is all about. It's Jesus Christ risen for you. Jesus Christ coming to you, bringing you what Joseph of Arimathea longed for, the kingdom of God, that you would have that kingdom through Jesus Christ crucified. Through him your sins are forgiven. Through him you have new life. Through him you are raised up from the dust of death. Through him there is no sadness, not on Ash Wednesday or Good Friday, but there is just joy, knowing all that he has done for you. Joseph of Arimathea was looking for the kingdom of God. You come here this morning looking for the same thing. You find it in the same place, in the body of Jesus, crucified and risen. He's here. He's here for you to forgive your sins, to strengthen your faith, to give you the victory that he won over sin, devil, and death. That first Easter, that victory won that first Easter, echoes and resounds through time every Sunday as we gather to proclaim that victory and to receive what Jesus has done for us. We gather every week seeking the kingdom of God, and we are not disappointed. For the Father gives us his own dear Son, crucified for our sins, and risen, that we would not doubt, but know with absolute certainty all that he has done for us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Christ is risen.